Well, the reason I stated this is, for a start, we've had healthcare workers protesting about conditions for patients and about the impact on the healthcare staff themselves, their working environment, their morale, etc. So we had this in recent weeks. We had it last December. And if you go back to just 2 years ago, 50 consultants from Sligo University Hospital wrote to the Taoiseach about conditions for staff and patients at Sligo University Hospital. And they said, and I'm quoting, they are unacceptable and unsafe conditions for staff and patients at SUH. And one consultant said, I have worked as a consultant for over 17 years and I have never seen the demand on our services so high, nor the morale of our staff so low. But it's not just the workers and the consultants at SUH. Look at what the national body, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, said. They represent every consultant throughout the country. 3 years ago, they said, the president said, meeting the healthcare needs of the 152,000 people in the west and northwest regions currently waiting to be assessed or treated by a consultant will only be possible by urgently filling vacant permanent hospital consultant posts. And 2 years ago, the same organisation said that the failure to recruit consultant medical and surgical specialists in the northwest, in Sligo, will inevitably lead to patient harm and poor clinical outcomes. So we have it from the local level and we have it from the national level. And I pointed out to the Minister that when you look at SUH, we're promised 40 beds, construction hasn't started yet. But we forget, after the crash in 2008, Sligo University Hospital lost 60 beds, by far the largest proportionately in the entire country. And now we're looking at 40. Hopefully the construction will start soon. But that won't even bring us back to where we were in 2008. And I suppose my final and strongest point was the fact that north of a line from Dublin to Galway, there is no Model 4 hospital. And a Model 4 hospital is the type of hospital that will attract consultants because they see a career pathway. They, and healthcare staff, they see ways to develop their own skills. We haven't won north of that line. And until we have at least one, and I'm saying that one must be in Sligo, we will still have national bodies like the Irish Hospital Consultants Association talking about the failure to attract consultants and, in the wider scheme of things, healthcare staff to the hospital.
The Health Minister may very well present a counter argument to you that there's other services in this region that play a part in alleviating pressures that the hospital in Sligo is facing, namely health centres in the likes of Grange and Drumcliff and the recent opening of Ballyshannon Community Hospital. Deputy Harkin, are they not going in some way and helping alleviating the crisis in Sligo?
Well, if you want to know whether the crisis is being alleviated or not, the only way to actually know that is to look at the number of patients in hospital waiting on beds. And I quoted just one set of statistics to the Minister this morning. If you go back to 2014, 10 years ago, the number of patients for the year waiting, we often say on trolleys, but they're actually in the hospital. They could be in wards, but they're waiting for beds, was just over 2,000, 2,017. 9 years later, at the end of 2023, that number had almost quadrupled, multiplied by four, up to 8,193. That's the reality of what patients face and what staff face. And while, of course, there have been some improvements, and I mean, it'd be madness if there weren't. We're spending shed loads of money on our healthcare system. And there have been some, but they've been of the order that they're not really impacting on the services. A big decision has to be taken about the need for a Model 4 hospital north of that line, Dublin to Galway, because that's the kind of hospital that will attract the real investment and that will attract the healthcare staff, that will attract the consultants, and that will make a real impact on those numbers that I'm speaking about. Of course, the Minister has done some things. Nobody would deny that. But if it's not enough, it's not enough. And it's not only not enough, it's not even close to being enough.